This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Reaction around the world to the death of Russian dissident Alexei Navalny. Dozens were on the streets of Beverly Hills.
Putin is a killer. Today, Putin make big mistake.
Navalny's allies have now confirmed his death in a Russian penal colony. They say he was murdered. They're demanding the return of his body. Navalny's death also a major topic at the Munich Security Conference, where NATO's Secretary General called on the U.S. to send more aid to Ukraine. Former President Trump's vowing to appeal after a New York judge ordered him to pay $355 million in penalties for lying about his wealth in order to get more favorable loan and insurance rates. President Biden visited East Palestine, Ohio for the first time since a Norfolk Southern freight train derailed and spilled chemicals last year. And one firefighter was killed, nine were hurt in a home explosion in Sterling, Virginia. This is ABC News. New data reinforces the belief that exercise helps treat depression, says ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
Walking, jogging, yoga, and strength training show notable effectiveness against depression, particularly at higher intensities. That's according to a study in the British Medical Journal that analyzed data from 218 other studies. Over 14,000 people of all ages with depression were studied. But the British Journal authors say they could only be sure of one particular study's lack of bias. All the other studies might be subpar. So, more studies needed.
A Northern California judge is under investigation by the State Judicial Performance Commission for allegedly making anti-Semitic remarks addressing a deputy public defender, failing to recuse himself from cases involving people he socialized with, sexually harassing women, and other violations. Humboldt County Superior Court Judge Gregory Christ called the charges outright lies. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Partly cloudy for your Saturday, rather breezy, a high temperature at 30. Tonight, a few clouds and breezy, not as cold, with a low of 22. Sunday, partly cloudy, breezy, a touch warmer, a high of 37. Back to the work week Monday, partly cloudy and mild with a high of 42. Mixed skies and some sprinkles Tuesday with a high of 47. Wednesday, warmer yet, partly to mostly cloudy, 51. Back to 42 on Thursday. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Sitting in a tiny table in a ritzy restaurant. She was staring at her coffee cup. He was trying to keep his courage up by applying blues. Talk was small when they talked at all. They both knew what they wanted. There was no need to talk about it. If they were old enough to scope it out and keep it loose. She said, "You don't look like my type, but I guess you'll do." Third rate romance, low rent rendezvous. He said, "I'll even tell you that I love you if you want me to." And they drove away. He drove to the family inn. She didn't even have to pretend. She didn't know what for. Then he went to the desk and made his request while she waited outside. In came back with the key. She said, give it to me and I'll unlock the door. She kept saying, I've never really done this kind of thing before. Have you? Yes, I have, but only a time or two. Third-rate romance, low-rate rendezvous.
Yeah, only a time or two. Wink, wink.
Third-rate romance, low-rate rendezvous.
I'll tell you who did a version of that song after The Amazing RZA Maces was Sammy Kershaw. You remember Sammy's version of Third Rate Romance? By the way, great song right there. 7:06. We're at 10 degrees. It is a chilly ride to wrestling today. We're going to warm you up around 10 o'clock this morning. Wrestling broadcast right here.
I remember back in 83, I was building a new house for the family and decided to burn that old house down. My wife had other plans, you see, to the milk house for a bath when she, and oh, that fire was burning pretty good. A neighbor up the road a ways was working his field and he saw the blaze. Ran to his house to call that fire in. The only running water that you could drink was, yes, you guessed it, in the milk house sink where my wife was bathing, much to her chagrin. And all the firemen met in the milk house where my wife was dripping wet, and a little skimpy towel was laying there on the floor. The bubbles in the bath had lost their luster, and the firemen broke up their filibuster in a private bath, appealed to her no more. Decision must be made to cover north or south, half block distance to get to the house. North was left to greatly be exposed. Now what started out as a simple bath became a community all-out bash. No one will ever forget that day. My recollection is quite clear, along with all of the cheese and the beer. My wife walking up the road topless with that sway. She ain't no church lady. She's all a woman can be. Town folk.
rolling down a backwoods Tennessee byway. One arm on the wheel, holding my lover with the other. A sweet, soft southern thrill. Worked hard all week, got a little jingle on a Tennessee Saturday night. Couldn't feel better, I'm together with my Dixieland delight. Spend my dollar parking a holler neath the mountain moonlight. Hold her up tight, make a little loving, a little turn of dovin' on a Mason-Dixon night. This my life, oh so right. My Dixieland delight. Red-tailed buck deer munching on clover. Red-tailed hawk sitting on a limb. Chubby old groundhog, croaking bullfrog, free as a feeling in the wind. Homegrown country girl, gonna give me a whirl on a Tennessee Saturday night. Lucky as a seven, living in heaven with my Dixieland delight. Spend my dollar parking a holler neath the mountain moonlight. Hold her up tight, make a little loving, a little turtle doving on a Mason-Dixon night. It's my life.
Sweet home. Tonight, tonight, I'm on my way. a screen. My heart's like an open book for the whole world to read. Sometimes nothing keeps me together at the seams.
Goodwin P. Peabody speaking. From ocean to ocean and coast to coast, who do you turn to for the best rock and roll? Join Phil Nee on most of these network stations every Saturday for Those Were the Days.
Looking for the perfect love seat and sofa set? Well, A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet has you covered. For those that love the cool look of leather, but the long, warm feel for fabric, the Stoneland Reclining Sofa and Reclining Love Seat set delivers both with ease. Its high-performance padded faux leather is remarkably durable and easy to clean. Just the thing for family spaces. Not to mention fashion-forward flair. Shop the Valentine's Day sale now through February 17th, only at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center.
Is it too late for me to become physically active? Should I take special precautions? Hi, this is Tracy at Simon's Recreation Complex. More and more older adults are proving that you are never too old to exercise. When starting a program, you should take some precautions. Check with your doctor before beginning an exercise program. Don't try to do too much too fast. Exercise in an intensity appropriate for you. Pick activities that are fun, that suit your needs and can be done year-round. Wear comfortable clothing and footwear. Take more time to warm up and cool down before and after a workout. Stretch slowly. Simon's Recreation Complex is a participating member of the Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active programs, which are leading fitness programs designed specifically for older adults. Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active incorporates the above precautions in all of their exercise classes. Call or stop in today with your Medicare supplement insurance card. You may be eligible for a free membership to Simon's Recreation Complex, including all classes. Stop by today and learn why many of our adults refer to Simon's Recreation Complex as their personal fountain of youth. Let Simon's Recreation Complex show you how to increase your energy levels while decreasing the aches and pains of aging. Let Simon's Recreation Complex in Richland Center be your partner in change. Remember, you provide the commitment to fitness, and we have the means to make it happen.
Wiscode is a local, family-oriented company based in Lone Rock, Wisconsin, ready to serve your family or business with the service that defines the Wiscode mission, where quality and honesty meet. Wiscode is a one-stop solution for driveways long or short and parking lots large or small. Estimates are always free. Now is the time to call 1-800-BLACKTOP so you're on the schedule for next spring. That's 1-800-BLACKTOP. Wiscode cares as much about your asphalt and everything around it as you do. 1-800-BLACKTOP. It's the right call right now.
The Richland Concert Association season continues this Sunday afternoon, February 18th, with the Oakwood Chamber Players at 2 o'clock at the Seventh-day Adventist Church, Crestview Drive, Richland Center. The Oakwood Chamber Players present a panorama of music thanks to an array of talented guest artists chosen for their outstanding musicianship and creativity. The group is composed of 6 highly talented women, professionals committed to excellence in performance, program selection, and outreach to the community, joined to bring Madison and Wisconsin the finest in classical and new art music for mixed ensemble of strings and winds. They have performed here in the past and were greatly appreciated for their talented and informative program structure. Don't miss the Oakwood Chamber Players this Sunday at 2 at the Seventh-day Adventist Church, 26625 Crestview Drive, Richland Center, hosted by the Richland Concert Association. The newly remodeled Family Thrift Shop is open for business and accepting donations during store hours Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 until 5 and Saturdays from 10 until 4. Come and shop locally where the profits from your donations and purchases stay in our community and help support other nonprofit organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you at the Family Thrift Shop located at 120 South Main Street in downtown Richland Center.
This is Garrett with Vitesnik Power Sports and V2 Boat Center. How many summers do you have to create everlasting memories that will last a lifetime? Come and see how we can help you create more family time with friends, just more time with a new boat. Join us at our in-house boat show, February 23rd to the 25th at Vitesnik's in Richland Center and take advantage of savings up to $16,000. New boat, new experiences, and new savings at Vitesnik Power Sports, Richland Center, and V2 Boat Center, Castle Rock Lake.
It's time for This Week in Entertainment History on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Say hello to my little friend!
I think we better split up.
Good idea.
Yeah, we can do more damage that way.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Now, why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
100.9.
It was on this date in 1949 that yours truly, Johnny Dollar, debuted on CBS Radio.
From Hollywood, it's time now for Bob Bailey as Johnny Dollar.
Someone by now. Celebrity birthdays this week. Sybil Shepherd from Moonlighting. She was born in 1950. In 1885, Mark Twain's Adventures of Huckleberry Finn was published for the very first time in the United States. This week in 1933, Newsweek was first published. Also in 1933, Blondie Boop-a-Doop married Dagwood Bumstead 3 years after Chick Young's popular strip first debuted. That was Dagwood. In 1953, Bwana Devil opened. It was the first 3D feature in the United States. In 1964, Any Wednesday opened at the Music Box Theater in New York City. The play established Gene Hackman as an actor. This week, back in 1953, Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz signed a contract worth $8 million to continue the I Love Lucy show through 1955. This week in the year 2001, NASCAR driver Dale Earnhardt Sr. was killed in a crash during the 2001 Daytona 500 race. Celebrity birthdays include George Kennedy, born in 1925, Yoko Ono, 1933, frontman for Styx and solo musician Dennis DeYoung was born in 1947, John Hughes, producer, born in 1950. The great John Travolta was born this week in 1954. Turning the letters, Vanna White, born in 1957. Rapper, producer, and actor Dr. Dre, born in 1965. And Molly Ringwald was born in 1968. And that's a look at This Week in Entertainment History on Country and Community, WRCO-FM. And now, today's Rabbit Ears Memory on WRCO-FM.
This is ABC.
This is CBS.
This is CBS.
Come home to the best, only on NBC.
Episodes ago,
It premiered as the landmark series that changed television for a generation.
You're Dawson.
Wow.
A special chance to see the very first episode.
God.
The show that launched the careers of today's brightest young stars.
From the moment Little Miss Highlight showed up, you haven't said one word to me.
Dawson's Creek, the first episode.
Getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Every day it's getting faster. Everyone said go ahead and ask her. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Every day seems a little longer. Love's a little stronger, come what may. Do you ever long for true love from me? Every day it's getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Come what may, do you ever long for true love from me? Every day it's getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Love like yours will surely come my way.
100.9.
Start your day the right way. It's the Roundup with Phil and Hank.
With Phil and Hank.
Weekday mornings around 7:20 from WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Right, I'm in Roy.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralast brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Riverdale Ag is here to serve your cropping needs. They offer a full line of crop protection products along with dry and liquid fertilizers. Dave and his prompt professional staff offer feed, seed, fertilizer, chemical, grain elevator, and application. Partnering with farmers since 1983, Riverdale Ag Service is Southwest Wisconsin's whole farm supplier. Farmers that are shopping around for fertilizer in these times need to give Riverdale Ag a call for competitive pricing and great service. 739-3103.
Join the River Valley Baseball Team for an Easter egg hunt Saturday, March 30th from 10 a.m. to noon at River Valley Baseball Field, 660 Varsity Boulevard, Spring Green. The egg hunt starts at 10:30, split by age groups 4K and under, kindergarten through second grade, third through fifth grade. Don't forget to bring your own basket. For more information, contact Coach Heinemeier at 608-588-2554. $10 per child includes entry and 10 game tickets. Enjoy food, music, games, prizes, and photos with the Easter Bunny.
Well, it's 7:30. You know what time that is. It's time for birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored each and every day by the great folks at the Shoebox down in Black Earth. The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Well, today is Saturday, February 17th, 2024. Time to take a look at birthdays and anniversaries. We have a note here to wish a very happy birthday to Holly Huffman today, with love from Mom and Dad. Happy 75th birthday to Joe Steadley. Hope you have a great day, from your sister, Jean. Mindy Carter is celebrating, with love from Mom and Cleo. Sandy Wankrell Feeney is celebrating that note from all the Durst cousins this morning. Here's a birthday wish to Nick Ferguson from your wife, Amber. Happy birthday wishes to Joe Steadley from the Twin Bluffs Fan Club. And Kelsey Hanna is celebrating. All the best wishes with love from Mom, Bill, Caden, Alex, and Rivs today. Helen Nelson is on the Unified United Methodist Church list. Here's a note to Terry Benning, Mindy Carter, and Christy Wagner from the Bloom City Town Crier. Sharon Gromashak, happy birthday. You're on the Schmidt Woodland Hills list today. Birthday wishes going out to Gail Noble, Alice Watson, and Frank Chitwood from the Muscadet, Blue River, and Avoca Lions Club. And to Helen Nelson and Judy Shireman from the Richland Center Lions Club as well. And of course, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary in the area, we'd like to wish you the best from everyone right here at WRCO-FM for your Saturday, February 17th get-together, where we're at 10 degrees.
Wrong, I'll always love you, though you're gone, I can't forget. Right or wrong, I'll keep on dreaming, till I wake with that same old regret. All along I knew I'd lose you, though I prayed that you'd be true. In your heart, please just remember, right or wrong, I'm still in love with you. Still in love with you.
The lights are going dim. The sound of your breathing has made the mood I'm in. All of my resistance. I can feel it. I can feel it.
The King of Rock and Roll for your Saturday weekend wake up, 7:37, and we have moved up to 11 degrees.
When Cynthia came to TurboTax, she just launched her new side gig, a true crime podcast.
I'm a first-rate detective with a golden voice.
As her TurboTax expert, I made her second income count by guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and her maximum refund.
What did she do with that refund? Find out next week.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
Don't miss the annual Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring in your deer head to be entered for a chance to win a gun. Enjoy interesting vendors, bucket and gun raffles, a trail camera photo contest. Sheds are welcome but will not be scored. Come enjoy food and beverages. Admission is just $5, kids 12 and under free. Pre-register Friday night, February 23rd from 5 until 9, or Saturday from 9 until noon. For more information, phone 475-4963. The Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th at the Richland Center Community Center.
This is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
My life is always on, every single day, and the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
We have a news update coming your way with Joanne Krulatz that comes to you at 7:45 from the Civic Media News Desk. Here's Alan Jackson from 2015.
There you were standing by the screen door slamming, rather clear what's taking place. You were holding on to Louie, he was passing.
packed and he was heavy. That plastic handle just about to break. Well, then you picked up Chloe. She knew y'all were going. She started barking like a tank. Well, I was shocked and I was joking, but I would not be lonely, 'cause I got Jim and Jack and Hank. Take your restrained bikinis, your apple martinis. Take what's left there in the bank. Take your flat iron and your curlers, your sparkling water and that damn perfume I never liked. Take your black Mercedes, all that stuff for ladies. To me, you're just a total blank. Go on and leave me, baby. I don't need you. I got Jim and Jack and Hank. Well, now you left screaming and your tires screeching. That little dog right in your lap. I became a little sad and called up my old dad. He said, son, you just woke me from my nap. I told him you had left me. He said, son, now don't you hate me. You know exactly what I think. You know you're better off. You can fish and you can golf. You still got Jim and Jack and Hank. Take your strained bikinis, your apple martinis. Take what's left there in the bank. Take your flat iron and your curlers, your sparkling water and that damn perfume I never liked. Take your black Mercedes, all that stuff for ladies. To me you're just a total blank. Go on and leave me, baby. I don't need you. I got Jim and Jack and Hank. That's right. I began to listen. Songs out in my truck you couldn't crank. I started feeling empty. Then again it hit me. I've got Jim and Jack and Hank. Take your strained bikinis, your apple martinis. Take what's left there in the bank. Take your flat iron and your curlers, your sparkling water and that damn perfume I never liked. Mercedes, all that stuff for ladies. To me, you're just a total blank. Go on and leave me, baby. I don't need you. I got Jim and Jack and Hank. Yeah, now go on and leave me, baby. I don't need you. I got Jim and Jack and Hank.
Oh, that's right. You go ahead. I'll be A-OK, 'cause I got Jose, Captain Morgan, not to mention call old George and Tammy and Loretta, Earl, Willie Nelson, and John Cash. How about old Jimmy Buffett? Bring him in there. That sun shining. George Strait, old friend. Can't forget Hank Jr. and all his rowdy friends. Clean out the whole crowd, baby. Oh yeah. Goodbye. 100.9.
The Hillsboro Lions Club invites you out to bingo this Sunday at Hillsboro Community Center. Lunch will be available starting at 11:30 and bingo will begin at 1 sharp. Both regular and progressive bingo will be played. Progressive white bingo sheets will be sold during the first and second sessions only. Come enjoy a great day with your friends from the Hillsboro Lions Club at the Hillsboro Community Center this Sunday afternoon starting at 1 sharp.
Need the perfect Valentine's Day gift for yourself or someone you love? Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet for the best deals on some beautiful furniture, now through February 17th. New to our store, the Hoover Heavy Duty Firm Mattress is now 30% off, 20-year non-prorated warranty, and the perfect addition to your room. Take an additional 20% off all sheets, covers, pillows, and more. Only at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center.
It's 7:45, time for a news update from WRCO-FM, sponsored today by the Philback Family of Dealerships, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, and by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. The forecast for today, lots of sunshine, breezy and cooler with a high at 30, 22 tonight with a few clouds moving in, partly sunny to mostly sunny tomorrow, a few clouds as well, warmer with a high right near 40, 19 Sunday night, 43 by Monday, 50 on Tuesday, light rain Wednesday, 52. We start cooling down after the midweek, Thursday a high of 43, Friday we pull all the way back to 30 for a high. Lots of sunshine to start your Saturday. We're up to 11 following our morning low of 10. Our news update with Joanne Krulatz is coming up next.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. I don't know about your birds, but ours have been loving this winter of white snow and the crunch of Chet's delicious birdseed. Stop down and grab a bag of sunflower seeds and Chet's special. Suet cakes are buy 12, get one free. We even have corn and shell nuts for the squirrels, too. And as always, thank you for supporting our small business, because without you, there wouldn't be us.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Food and Drug Administration is recalling about 60 products made with contaminated milk. A nationwide outbreak of listeria is linked to cheese, yogurt, and sour cream made by Rizzo Lopez Foods and sold under over a dozen brand names. Two people are dead and two dozen people are in the hospital across the country. Wisconsin's top Republican says he won't push for a lawsuit over new legislative district maps if the governor signs them into law. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says it's getting too late for that.
We wanted to have these maps enacted now, so we have the ability to go out. I mean, there's a bunch of new districts. There's a bunch of lots of people who are going to have to be found to run for office, and that takes time.
Some Democrats speculate Republicans might sue in the hopes a judge would keep the current maps in place through this year's elections. Wisconsin is moving closer to regulating artificial intelligence. One bill would study how AI could help address the worker shortage in state government. Republican Representative Nate Gustafson.
We want to take AI and then ultimately say, do we really need to find the additional bodies to fill the roles, or can we continue to leverage AI to its fullest capabilities?
Another bill would impose a $1,000 fine on the makers of political advertisements who use deep fakes without disclaimers. Congressman Derek Van Orden introduced a bill that would lower the cost of higher education for members of the military that are serving out of their home state. The bill would require colleges and universities to charge in-state tuition for veterans and members of the reserves. Van Orden said the bill will help provide new career choices and additional educational opportunities. A Southeast Wisconsin university is facing financial hard times. Fox 6 Milwaukee reports Concordia University, Wisconsin, sent an email to its students this week stating that the school will face a significant reduction in operations and cutbacks at its Mequon campus, including staff reductions. The university told the Milwaukee TV station that a partner Concordia campus in Ann Arbor, Michigan, will face greater cutbacks, including staff reductions and dispersal of property, facilities, and equipment. Following a meeting of Concordia's Board of Regents, a financial plan will be announced within the next few weeks. The situation has arisen despite growth in enrollment at the school. Whether you're settling into your 60s or heading into your 90s, be careful when taking medicines, herbal preparations, and supplements. As we age, physical changes can affect the way our body handles medications and how medicines work in our bodies, which can lead to potential complications. Even if your medications have worked well for you over the years, they might need to be adjusted or changed later in life. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration offers these important safety tips to keep in mind. Take medicine as prescribed. If you're having side effects that bother you or have other questions about your medication, talk to a healthcare professional. Don't take prescription medication your healthcare professional has not prescribed for you. Taking someone else's prescription medication can cause unexpected side effects or dangerous reactions. Store your medicines properly and check the expiration date. Medicines that aren't stored properly may not work as well or may cause harm even if they are not expired. Be sure to read the information you were provided to find specific storage instructions for your medicine. Most medicines are best stored up and away in a cool, dry place. Avoid exposing medicines to extreme high or low temperatures. Be aware of potential medication interactions and side effects. Even common foods and drinks can cause serious interactions with medications. Learn about possible interactions and side effects of your medications by reading drug labels on your medicine. Also, review any special instructions from your healthcare professional. Keep a medication list. Write down all medicines you take, including over-the-counter drugs, vitamins, and dietary supplements. Keep the list current and show it to all your healthcare providers, including physical therapist and dentist. Keep one copy at home and another with you. When in doubt, reach out and ask your pharmacist or contact the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's Division of Drug Information at 1-855-543-3784 or druginfo@fda.hhs.gov. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation, Division of Motor Vehicles, will begin sending a new EV hybrid sticker to current owners of electric and hybrid vehicles as required by recent legislation. The new law requires that the orange and black EV hybrid stickers be attached to each license plate issued for an electric or hybrid vehicle. Wisconsin had nearly 146,000 electric and hybrid vehicles on the road in 2023. The Wisconsin law was passed in 2023 for the safety of first responders when dealing with electric-powered vehicles in emergency situations. First responders will be able to quickly identify the vehicle as having electric components by the orange and black EV hybrid sticker. All current owners of electric or hybrid vehicles with valid registration will automatically be sent their EV hybrid sticker and should receive their sticker by June. Starting this summer, those who apply for title and registration for a new electric or hybrid vehicle, including those purchased at a dealership, will be provided a sticker with their new plate. Anyone who purchases an electric or hybrid vehicle ahead of that time will receive their sticker by mail. There is no need to contact the DMV for EV hybrid stickers. Assembly lawmakers passed three bills Thursday that would protect judges in the state. One bill would establish a privacy protection for the judges' personal information from the public, while another creates a new penalty for those who protest outside a judge's home in order to interfere with the administration of justice. Madison Representative Sheila Stubbs.
Protesting a judge's decision is an expression of free speech. However, a line is crossed when protesters gather outside a judge, a judge's, or justice residence.
The bipartisan legislation comes over a year after Juneau County Circuit Court Judge John Romer was shot and killed in his home by a man he sentenced to prison. Two men were arrested following a traffic stop Friday night around 6:30. An Iowa County Sheriff's deputy made the traffic stop on State Road 23 near Roe Road in the Dodgeville Township. The sheriff's canine alerted on the vehicle. Following a search of the vehicle, deputies arrested Donald Lehman, 44, of Dodgeville, for felony possession of drug paraphernalia to manufacture or store methamphetamine, and Dustin Yanichik, 31, of Dodgeville, for felony possession of drug paraphernalia to manufacture or store, felony possession of methamphetamine, and four counts of felony bail jumping. Both men were taken to the Iowa County Jail. The annual Cazenovia Turkey Busters Fishery will be held today at Lee Lake Boat Landing in Cazenovia. The event is hosted by the Cazenovia Turkey Busters. Chuck Keller is a member of the Turkey Busters.
How it works, it's pretty easy. You come to the lake. We officially start at 8 o'clock. If people get on the ice and start catching fish early, go ahead. You know, we'll be there at 8 o'clock to start registering them. You catch a fish that's a legal fish. So they bring it up to our fishery headquarters, and we have a partner in the Weston baseball team. So we have older kids mentoring, you know, and young kids will bring it, adults will bring it, and they do just a great job. And it's a part of their community service, you know, and giving back to the community. So they register the fish. We have adult mentors that are there to supervise that. You just bring the fish up, they weigh it, you get to keep the fish, and then at 3 o'clock you come, and if you have the big fish, you get the prizes.
The cost to enter the fishing contest is $2.
And so you come, you buy a raffle ticket, which gets you in for the main prizes. You bring your fish up, you register them. But yeah, so it's $2 entry fee, and we haven't raised that in 25 years.
The ticket makes you eligible for fish prizes and the 6 top prizes listed on the ticket. The drawing for the main raffle prizes will be at 3 this afternoon, and you do not have to be present to win. If you don't fish, plan to attend to enjoy the food, refreshments, and raffles.
Are you facing a money purchase plan rollover? Don't navigate it alone. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our financial advisors specialize in guiding you through important financial decisions. To explore your rollover options and discuss potential tax implications, reach out to Capital Wealth Advisory Group today. Call 608-647-8842. You have questions, we've got answers.
Today is Saturday, February 17th. Malcolm Mick Ladd, 85 of Lone Rock, died last Saturday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held this morning at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Bear Valley Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel this morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Malcolm Mick Ladd, 85 of Lone Rock. Bertha Sarah Elwood, 98, formerly of Lime Ridge, died Sunday. Memorial services will be held this morning at 11 at the Reedsburg United Methodist Church. Burial will follow in the Lime Ridge Cemetery. Friends may call at the Reedsburg United Methodist Church this morning from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. The Grass Funeral Home in Reedsburg is assisting the family of Bertha Sarah Elwood, 98, formerly of Lime Ridge. Evelyn May Romanowski, 90 of Dodgeville, formerly of Richland Center, died February 9th at Upland Hills Nursing Home after a brief illness. A private celebration of life will be held in Nashville, Tennessee. In lieu of flowers, consider donating to Upland Hills Hospice. The Gorgon, McGinley, and Ayers Funeral Home in Dodgeville is assisting the family of Evelyn May Romanowski, 90 of Dodgeville, formerly of Richland Center. Dennis Arthur, the Opal Man Doll, 77 of Spring Green, died Tuesday at Greenway Manor Nursing Home. A memorial service will be held Sunday at 2 at the Spring Green Community Church. Burial will be in the Will Woods Cemetery in Rockford, Illinois, at a later date. Friends may call at the Spring Green Community Church Sunday from 12:30 until the time of service at 2. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements for Dennis Arthur, the Opal Man Doll, 77 of Spring Green. Martin Joseph Boleyn, 92 of Rural Lavelle, died Wednesday at the Reedsburg Area Medical Center. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at Vaulton Friends Church in Vaulton. Burial will follow at the Oaks Cemetery, Woodland Township. Friends may call Tuesday from 4 until 7 at the Farber Cazenovia Chapel. Friends may also call at the Vaulton Friends Church Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Farber Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Martin Joseph Boleyn, 92 of Rural Lavelle.
Hello friends, Mark Philback here from the Philback Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the Lifetime Powertrain Warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philback.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philback Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard.